It's Thursday, September 5th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous running tech podcast. This is show number 887, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Our September GoDaddy special, get 32% off your order at GoDaddy by using the promo code GO32OFF1. Or get a .com for $1.99. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, everyone, let's launch this, baby. It's go time.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right. I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in.
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey everyone, welcome to the show, and I am absolutely thrilled to be back. It's been exactly a week. As you guys noticed, I took Labor Day off, and I'll talk about that more here in just a few minutes. But again, warm welcome to all of the Hana, all of the longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Of course, those of you that are brand new to the show, thanks for checking us out and, hey, joining the family here in Hawaii. The word ohana means family, and we want you to feel right at home. And no matter what time, if you're watching live, if you're watching from the internet later when we've put it up and made it available online, or you're listening on your whatever device it may be, we're glad you're here. And definitely make sure that you get subscribed to the show. And you can do that real easy. Getting subscribed to the show is a piece of cake. All you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com, and second column of the website there, you're going to find a place to subscribe via either iTunes or use an RSS feed for your very favorite podcatcher with your Android device. But and of course, I think you can get us on the Windows phone too if you've got one of those. But really, all you got to do is come over to the website. You can watch or listen to the content anytime as well. Get signed up for the newsletter as well. The newsletter contains all the content. And basically, you'll get an email with all the content that I'm going to cover tonight. You can also find this show today at gncshownotes.com/887. All the extended links to all the articles I'm going to cover are on that page. Of course, you can watch the show on Tech Podcast Channel, on the Roku, on the Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, on your Chromecast. And you can reach me real easy as well via Twitter at Geek News, or you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. And I'll put all these up periodically here throughout the show tonight. And you also call our hotline at 619-342-7365. I actually think I saw an email come in earlier today. So something must have hit the hotline. I need to go grab it. It's probably, you know, 9 out of 10 times, it's someone that's trying to sell me something. So anyway, I want to welcome everyone again. And thanks for being here. And I tell you, of course, we're part of the Tech Podcast Network. So definitely take time and get over to techpodcast.com. Lots of great content on that website. 140 different content producers that are putting lots of great content out for you on really all genres, everything that is really possible. We're up streaming tonight on YouTube. And I have to mention, I've got the studio ceiling fans running at top speed, and it's blowing my very thin hair, what's left of it, around. But the trade winds here in Hawaii are gone. It was nice yesterday, and then it just kind of like, poof, someone turned the switch off. And when that happens, the humidity comes up here relatively quickly, making it, you know, it's just, you know, Hawaii is no different than any other place from a humidity standpoint when the trade winds are not blowing. When the trade winds are blowing, it keeps the humidity off. And it's absolutely wonderful. But every 3 to 4 times a year, we go without the trade winds. And they're saying that it might be as long as Sunday before they're back. And we're all kind of looking at each other like, yuck. But it's life. That's how we roll here in Hawaii. Nay. So, course, this is the first show of the month. And we want to thank, of course, last month, our sponsor, GoDaddy.com, for being the main sponsor here at the show. We want to thank them. And of course, they're back this month. We got a lot to talk about GoDaddy today, because there was some major, major announcements. I knew this was coming. And I think what I'll do is I'll just take time to talk a little bit about it right now. You know, there's a new focus over at GoDaddy, and we have been, you know, kind of talking about it a little bit here over the past 6 months since the departure of Don Parson, and Warren Alderman came in as CEO, and then the new CEO right now, who has made some additional changes. You know, they've definitely, I think the New York Times said it the best, they've got rid of the jiggle, and they're going towards more of a professional look. And so their new focus is really about helping small businesses and folks that are just getting started and really trying to find their niche and have a great online experience. And but so basically GoDaddy is trying to keep some of their edge as well. And we're really excited about our new spokesperson for GoDaddy, and that's Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I probably just destroyed his name, but anyway, he is the new spokesperson. And of course, I think Danica is still on board. She's going to be part of the face of the racing circuit and everything. But so they definitely are making a move, and they rolled everything out today. And the first thing they rolled out this morning was a brand new website, a brand new landing page on the website. You can tell that the whole scheme of things have changed. And so it really, again, it's a focus on business and their support and really being geeky like they're supposed to be. And we love that here at Geek News Central. I really know that the ladies that listen to this show are probably very, very pleased about this change. I really think that they are trying to change in a big way their entire ecosystem and their entire infrastructure. You know, Danica, again, is very much part of GoDaddy still, and she is an incredible inspiration for young women who are aspiring to be, you know, active in sports and that type of stuff. But it's really going to be big with this change in basically spokespersons. And one thing that's important that this comes right from GoDaddy themselves. They're saying, well, GoDaddy use GoDaddy girls anymore. And here's what they say. No, 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 no. Said GoDaddy will definitely have strong women as spokespersons like Danica, but they can expect women to be more inspirational, like small business owners, the kind of women who are out there working to make a difference. This is huge. This is really, really huge, and I think they really had to change their marketing brand. I think it was way overdue over time, and I think the brand, you know, for a long time was a big turnoff to the ladies. So the ladies of this show, I'm hoping you guys are going to be more receptive to giving your business to them, and I think that this is a big, big move by them and very, very important. And I think it's something that I have been expecting. And again, I was kind of on the know a little bit about what was coming. But, New York Times basically said that GoDaddy steps away from the jiggle. And I think that's, you know, that's important. They put out a new ad today. I can't play it on the YouTube page because we're live, and it would basically probably kick the copyright filter in and could get us banned from YouTube for a week. But, you know, I've got the links up on the website to the new banner each that we put up this morning and released with their new announcement. But really what it does, it doesn't change anything here at this show. We still are going to have great deals for you. And I think it's going to a lot more focus on business and folks that are, moving on up. And their new slogan is go time. And I think this show, and, you know, I started the show off today with it's go time, kind of in honor of their new slogan. But here's the deal. They've carried over the 32% discount. And I want to tell you, I got the numbers for August. And I'm just going to do this to the listening audience. I mean, to the viewing audience. I've got two thumbs up, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was a great month. It was really a great month. And you guys really went out there and picked up product. You used the codes. We had a huge influx of new customers. This really keeps us moving forward. And, you know, it's every month I'm always sitting on pins and needles of where the numbers are going to come in on how we do. Because really, you know, this show has been sponsored by GoDaddy since July of 2005. And we have to, we are no different than any other show that's out there that's running GoDaddy advertising. We have to make our numbers, and you guys pulled through, and I want to thank you so much. What they've done is they've introduced a $1.99 code that you guys can use this month for $1.99.coms all month. Now, they didn't say there was any limit. I'd heard no discussion about any limit. So I've got the code up here. It's 199geeks. And if you come over to the website at geeknewscentral.com and come down, you'll see GoDaddy promo codes. And actually, I got to make a change to the logo because they've made a change here. And I have to change that out. But if you click on that 199geeks, it's going to take you back over to the website. It's going to let you get that fast checkout that we've got set up now. So just like boom, 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 and you're out and you own the domain. So this is really, really slick here. From a checkout standpoint. So pick up a .com for $1.99, and I think renewals on this is like a dollar more. So you may pay in the second year, you may pay a dollar more on the renewal. But you know what? Here's the deal. You just use my codes. You know, you continue to use all my codes. You can find all of them at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And we've got a code there for every occasion. We've got the 32% off code on new orders. We've got the $1.99.com. Plus, we've got a variety of other promotion as well for you. And it's all my codes are still available for you to use. And really, there's a code out there for everyone. So definitely check it out. And we want to thank you guys for supporting GoDaddy. I know that was a lot of data here, but I thought it was important with their change in website update, change in spokesperson, change in their operations, their marketing operations. I think this is big. Now I'm sure they're gonna still try to stay edgy. And if you watch the first ad, which I'll have linked up in the show notes tonight, it's pretty funny and nice change. And I think they got a good marketing team behind that. But anyway, let's go ahead and move on. And guys, thanks. Thank you so much for again your support last month, and we hope that you'll continue to support this month as well with your renewals and everything else where you use the codes. And just so you guys know, the renewals are, I don't get paid on renewals. You guys get to use the codes and promo codes ongoing. It's where I don't receive any incentive for a renewal. It's all about new customers. So we want to thank you guys as well. All right. Let's see here. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Someone says, oh, it's early in, yeah, it's early in Hawaii, of course. people are like, yeah, it's late everywhere else. Yeah, but it's early here in Hawaii. So that's why the show is done at this time. So anyway, new media show guests, we're going to have the founder of Swell on. It's a new app, and it's a podcasting new media app. So we'll have him on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Pacific. So you want to join us for the new media show. So it should be great, and I actually talked with him on the phone a little bit today. We are talking a little bit about some of the things that that they're doing. They want to make sure that the content creators are happy with them. So it was really a very productive conversation, and you guys will get to meet Ram on Saturday. So what did I do over the Labor Day weekend? Well, on Friday I was running around town. I was doing a bunch of errands. I had just stuff I had to do. And my wife called me. She says, I've been thinking we've got all this stuff going on Saturday and Sunday, and why don't we just stay in Waikiki? And I said, you're probably not going to find a hotel very cheap. Go ahead and call around. She said, well, I already did, and I booked us a place. So we stayed at the Aston Waikiki, which is like a 3-4 star. It's down on the end of the Waikiki Strip. Loaded the kids up Saturday. We stayed Saturday and Sunday night, hung out. And again, it was kind of a spur of the moment type of thing. It was good. And we had a bunch of events in downtown and in Waikiki. So we really didn't have to drive back and forth, So it worked out well. Then Monday, and I kind of realized Sunday, I think to myself, do I need to do a show tomorrow? And then knowing that it was Labor Day, I'm like, oh man, there's not going to be any news as well. So made a decision on Sunday not to do the show Monday because of the holiday. And lo and behold, what does Microsoft do? They drop a bomb on us and announce the Nokia acquisition. And I'm like, crap, I should have done the show. But anyway, it was nice off and we're back here and it will be on schedule until, I guess, the next holiday, which what is that? Is that is there one in October? I don't even know. Is the next one Thanksgiving? Who knows? But we'll be with you here, I think, through show 900. The office is a wreck. You guys can't see it. You guys can kind of see my little path here, but I got the stack of stuff over here. Things have been crazy. We've been working real hard with a whole bunch of new clients. I've had like 10 proposals to kick out this week for potential new network clients coming on our stat system at Raw Voice. So things have been pretty busy getting payments out for podcasters, launching campaigns. We launched a real huge Audible campaign. I'm not participating in it, but a whole bunch of our content creators are. So if you're listening to other podcasts and you hear an Audible ad, definitely support those shows because we want Audible coming back every month. And we've got our fingers crossed that the show does good. Those shows do good this month and have good performance, and they'll be back the following month. All right, that's it. Let me go ahead and get into the stack here. Let me see, I got that covered so I can close that window. We talked about that. We talked about this. We talked about that. Oh, what didn't I talk about? One last thing. Can you believe it? It's almost time for the podcast awards again. We are less than, we're 25 days away from the open of nominations for the podcast awards. I reset the website, I think yesterday, and I've got some stuff to do, some cleanup to do. But nominations are going to open on Tuesday, October 1st. And so make sure you tell all your podcasters, all those that you listen to, tell them, hey, reminder, podcast awards kick off on nominations open on October 1st. And of course, now we're in the big race to get the sponsors. About $3,000, $3,500 we have to raise at a minimum to cover all expenses. New Media Expo has already stepped up, and we're going to be having the award ceremony in Vegas right at the beginning of the new year. So I'll have a banner up on the website after the show tonight. That was something I didn't get updated. But again, the podcast awards nominations kick off here. Oh, what are you blinking for? Don't you blink on me. I'm looking here at my, I don't know if I can show you guys or not. This camera up in the right spot. Yeah, my switcher here, for those of you that are watching, I saw a little flicker, and I'm like, a flicker's not good. I've seen that once before, and this piece of gear right here, whew, not cheap. And definitely would not be a good thing to have an issue with. So I kind of bumped it here a little bit, so hopefully all's good. Anyway, so let's go ahead and move on, and let's get into the stack of stuff I've got for you tonight, because I've wasted way too much time. Let's start right off and talking about the new update to Chrome. And this is, everyone's kind of saying that Chrome is kind of like this just drives me nuts when this happens, and I'll explain in a second for those of you that are listening. Time Machine always complains. After the Mac Minis have been on about an hour, it says, oh, I'm having problems getting a Time Machine. And even though they're not, just, it's a little error comes up, the little error box. So going back to the content, Google's new update to Chrome is kind of being talked about as the Trojan horse. But basically, they've kind of made a big change here today on Chrome's fifth birthday. Google is announcing the what they're calling Chrome apps. I thought, well, we've had Chrome apps already for a while. Why are they just announcing this? Well, this is basically a new, I guess for a better word, some more heavily integrated apps. These new apps look and behave much like native apps you find on Windows and OS X. They're built using web technologies, but also with Chrome-specific code that means that they won't be able to run on other web browsers. They're truly Chrome apps. They can exist outside of your browser window as distinct apps, work offline, and sync across devices. And they can also access your computer's GPU storage, cam reports, and so forth. And so they're introducing these new apps. And what it really is Google's attempt here to kind of meld a browser with an operating system. And it's about the Chromebook experience. They're trying to kind of bring that together. And they're trying to make people understand that you don't necessarily have to have an application that's running on your desktop. It can almost be like a browser in experiences, but the same type of functions. So really what they're trying to do is make the desktop be more like the Chrome experience, be more like a desktop. And they're targeting the desktop, and it will go to mobile later. And this is, I think all of you understand the potential here. Obviously, consumers and users of PCs are going to have to be convinced. They're not necessarily going to just jump on this because I think we've all had experiences with browsers just going absolutely haywire and crashing. And, you know, apps, regular applications don't do that very often. So we'll see where this goes. But you can see where Google's trying to make a little inroad into the whole space. There was a cool demo done today, obviously switching gears here, by Elon Musk showing off Iron Man style rocket design with gestures and 3D printing. And he did a video. And, you know, this guy, I don't know how old he is. He looks like he's about 18, quite frankly. He looks very young in this video. And as much money as the guy gets, I guess he probably lives a good life. But he's, you know, he's absolutely a genius. And so, but he showed off the basically design with gestures and 3D printing. Now, we all know that companies like Ford and Chevy and manufacturers are using 3D printing a lot right now for modeling and basically coming up with parts. But he basically showed off some design stuff here that was really, really cool using hand gestures and basically using a Leap Motion controller along with an Oculus Rift VR headset. So this is all really pretty cool stuff. And you can tell a guy like him, who's really innovative, is going to be trying to make tools that we use online a lot more expansive. Now, the folks over at NewTek, you know, one thing that I do in this show is I have to always reach down, and if I want to make a change to, example, the lower third, I have to reach down and push a button to do that. Well, NewTek announced a couple days ago that they're going to make owners of machines that I own upgradable to basically go from what's called an 855 TriCaster to an 860. And all they're going to do is, it's really a software upgrade. And with that software upgrade, they're going to give us some new features that are in one of the higher end boxes, the 8000. And it's basically called a gesture control. So I'll be able to, if I do this software upgrade, and I got to look and see how much it's going to cost, and I'm afraid it's going to be a lot more than really what I want to spend. So there'll have to be a hard decision made here in the next month or so. But basically, this gesture control will allow me to basically be able to do something with my hand and make something happen on the screen. Like I could do something like this or like that, and the lower third would change automatically for me. They map a position in the air, and basically if you stick your finger there through a macro, it tells the TriCaster what to do. It tells it to do a macro. And so he, you know, this is what really kind of enticed me, was with what's going on with Elon Musk, is that he was basically using his hands to do this 3D modeling and to move the model around, up and rotate it. I don't think they're doing any actual CAD work with their hands, but maybe. So it was pretty cool. And definitely watch the video, and I'm sure you guys are going to get a lot out of it. to me, it was like, okay, keep this type of stuff coming, and hopefully that type of functionality will make it into the workspace in, you know, in out years or out months. Virgin Galactic today, Spaceship Two, completed its second test flight. Basically, they were dropped from White Knight 2 at 40,000 feet. They had a 20-second burn of the main engine. They were able to rocket up to 69,000 feet at Mach 1.4. And then they tested some of their re-entry functions as well on the way in. So very, very cool. You can watch the test flight. Very short, but they're still planning to be ready to go to space next year, which is pretty cool. Of course, big announcement this week on the computing side, beside the Microsoft deal, was the Galaxy announcement, the watch from Samsung, the new smart watch, the Galaxy Gear. And when I saw this thing, I my initial instinct was to say, woo, woo, awesome, awesome, you know, being an early innovator. I'm not an innovator. I report on innovation. An early integrator, early adopter. I really thought, man, I got to have one of these, $300, advance order, And then I started thinking about it. I hate wearing watches. And as I looked at some of the footage that Samsung has put together, you know, this thing really isn't that sexy. It's got a screen that is probably going to be a little bigger than, you know, if you look at your hand, you know, and I know some of you guys out there, you got, you know, these big claws, right? Some of you guys are, and you know, but I'm relatively, I guess for a better word, I'm the skinniest fat man you'll ever meet. But you know, the watch size is like 1.6 inches. And, you know, if you just take a tape measure and measure that, and I'm thinking to myself, that thing's going to be huge. And do I really want to be touching something on my wrist? I've already got my phone in my pocket. And do I really need this watch? Now, I went ahead and did an advance order on another watch that's coming out, but the Pebble, you know, I'm waiting for my turn in line to get a Pebble, but you know, the Sony smartwatch, and the mythical iWatch, we'll have to see what happens next week. But you know, here's the thing I was a little bit turned off by is that, my Fitbit that I carry in my pocket, I only have to charge that thing like once every 10 days. It's really good about, and it basically tracks my fitness, what I'm doing, and I sync it with my iPhone. It's all good. But they're saying the thing is going to have to be charged every single day. And I'm like, who wants to charge a watch every single day? Let's just raise your hand. Do you really want to? I don't. I don't want to charge my watch every day. I'm already charging too much crap. You know, it's just another thing. And the last thing I want to do is, if I'm an active user of this thing, is have to plug it in, you know, have a little external battery charge in this thing. You know, it's going to be insane. It really is. So the question is, do you guys think this is going to be that innovative? Are you going to go get one? I'm at an age now where when it comes to a wristwatch, if I want to wear something nice, you know, I'm going to put something on my wrist that I went and bought that, you know, is not something that's a $40 watch at Kmart, you know, if I'm in it, cause I don't wear watches. If I'm going to wear a watch, I'm going to buy a nice one. I was lucky enough when my father-in-law was alive, he basically handed down he handed them down to me, a couple of really nice watches. And those are, you know, basically one is actually in a safety deposit box because I really don't want to have it here in the house. And I don't wear it that much. And it has considerable value. But the other watch is not as expensive. And so I have it in the place where I keep stuff. But long story short is that, you know, if I'm my daughter's age and, you know, Timex going to work, right? You know, or a, you know, something that is digital. But I don't know. I just think it's weird about this smartwatch. Now, KL weighed in at Geek News Central, and she basically said that Samsung Galaxy Gear smartwatch needs a woman's touch. You know, I'm sure the ladies saw this thing, and they're like, not to be too gross, but I'm sure they just threw up in their mouth. You know, it's not that sexy. And here's what she says. Having a lot of apps is great, but for people to buy the watch, it must be more convenient for the person to use the watch than it is for them to pull their phone out of their pockets, which means the apps will have to pull up fast with no lag. Also, the watch has to be something that you will want to wear daily. To me, this is the biggest place that the Samsung Galaxy Gear smartwatch fails. It is highly unfashionable. The screen size doesn't include the bezel that is around the screen, so we are talking about a pretty bulky device, especially for a woman's wrist. The strap is made of plastic and comes in a variety of colors, including orange, oatmeal, yellow, and black. She says, I don't know about other people, but when someone says plastic strap, I kind of think of the watch I wore when I was 8 or 9. I'm not sure I want to wear it as an adult. I want to like the Samsung Galaxy Gear smartwatch, but I just can't. Yeah, you see, it's a small step toward a future that is coming. It's just not here. And she says, Apple, it's your turn. And I have to agree. I think this is Apple's got a chance here to win big. And I think they will if they come out with one, because it's got to be sexy. It's got to be something that when people see it on your wrist, they're like, oh, well, let me look at that. That's what you want, right? And maybe I'm wrong. You guys out there and ladies out there, tell me what you think. Maybe I'm being too hard on this thing. It's cool, but it's got that 320 by 320 resolution. It's on an AML. One thing is good, it's on an AML OLED screen. It has an 800 megahertz processor, 512 megs of RAM, 4 gigs of internal storage, and a 315 mAh lithium battery. That's quote unquote supposed to last the day. My days are 12 to 16 hours. My day is, I don't work ever 8 hours. So we'll see here. And also, it's only going to work with the Galaxy Note 3 and the Galaxy Note 10.1. It may work with other Galaxy devices later this year when they get the update to Android 4.3. So that's kind of stupid in that limitation. So we'll see how long before people hack and make it available to work on other devices. But that's kind of my about the Galaxy Gear smartwatch. The very unsexy smartwatch. Dale, thanks for coming. I know you got to go to bed. Have a good one. NFL players are associating contracts with Uber to curb drunk driving. I think this is a fantastic idea. The NFL Player Association is contracting with Uber for the 2013-2014 season attempt to keep intoxicated athletes from getting behind the wheel. Each player will receive a personalized keychain card that contains a $200 credit for the on-demand ride-sharing service, which will complement an existing telephone-based service that's offered by the union. Uber currently operates in 17 of the NFL's 31 cities, which isn't ideal, but the service is expanding and at a very respectable pace. So here's, you know, I think this is, you think what they've done here, okay? So if you have a company, if you're a big company, and you have, first of all, usually companies don't get too involved in individuals drunk driving. But I know when I was in the Navy, when I was active duty, alcohol-related incidents were really a big deal, and it's gotten much, much bigger, according to my friends that are still active duty. You know, they do everything they can to keep the guys from drinking and driving. They have buddy programs. They have a call for a ride. They have cab cards where the guys can basically get, if they have no money left, they can call a specific cab company. Cab company will come get them. They'll take them home, and basically the cab company gets reimbursed, even if the guy doesn't have cash. It guarantees that people can get a ride home when they've made a bad choice. If they've somewhere, you know, it happens to everyone. You go out, you don't plan on having a bunch of drinks. You go in maybe to have one and hang out for a couple of hours, and the next thing you know, it's five beers later, and you're like, oh, it's I can't drive. And you think, well, I don't have a plan. I don't have enough cash. I don't want to take a cab. It's, you know, all these decisions people make. And when they become intoxicated, what do? They get in their car and they drive and they get a DUI. So, which is sheer stupidity, especially if you live in a city where there is some additional transportation, or call a friend or whatever. You know, I've always told people, call me. I'll come get you no matter what time it is, day or night. But this Uber deal is smart. And I'm going to be telling my Navy buddies, hey, you need to check this out, because this is what the Navy could do the same thing. And the Navy's on big cities. You know, they have bases in big, you know, here in Honolulu, here in San Diego. They've got up in Seattle. So really, there's where Uber is, there's a lot of naval bases. And they could issue these to these Navy guys and as an additional option where these guys could... you know, if the card's pre-charged, then if the guy uses it, then they just, you know, it's set up automatically to take it out of their pay the next payday to reimburse the government. I think this would be so, so smart. And if I owned a company that had an issue where my employees were getting hammered all the time and getting DUIs, this would be something I would consider if they made it available to smaller companies. So I think this is cool. I think it's really, really smart. And you know, be careful out there. You know, we want everyone arriving alive, and makes no sense to, you know, get behind the wheel when you've had a few cocktails, and it might, you know, let's say that taxi ride home was $100. Who cares? Because if you get in an accident and kill somebody, it's your life, it's their life, it's you're gonna spend time in jail. It's much cheaper. Just get a ride. And this is smart what the NFL has done here. Let's back up and talk about what was announced on Monday with Microsoft and basically agreeing to buy Nokia's mobile phone business for 5.4 billion euros or 7.2 billion. See, that's US. So Nokia is going to license its patents and mapping service to Microsoft. Nokia shares jumped 35% on news, where Microsoft's fell more than 5%. So this is an interesting move. And Nokia has fallen behind rival Samsung and Apple. And to me, this buy by Microsoft, you know, no offense to Rob, my good friend, but the Windows Phone is not getting that much traction. Do they really think this purchase is going to really help? So really, who wins and loses from this deal? I'm sure if you're a Nokia shareholder, you're going, you know. But it's going to be a while before we know whether Steve Ballmer's last big gamble as CEO pays off. For Finland and for Europe as a whole, this must be seen as a sad day. And it's hard to remember just how recently Nokia was Europe's technology superstar with a 40% share of one of the world's fastest growing industries and a proud record of innovation. So it's an interesting move here. Let's talk about global mobile phone sales. Samsung sold 107.5 million units. Market share 24.7. Nokia sold 60.9 or 14%. Not all smartphones. It was just a mobile device. Apple, 31.9 million, 7.3%. LG, 17 million units, 3.9%. ZTE, 15.2 at 3.5%. And others make up 202.3% or 46.5% of the share. That's a worldwide sale. So yeah, I guess maybe, you know, they're selling a lot of phones, but is this the way to get Windows Phone out there? I guess that's their plan. Switching up here a little bit more on the mobile side, how many of you have had a damaged iPhone and went to Apple and didn't get a lot of help? Maybe your warranty was out or whatever. But did you know there's a bunch of companies that are out there now that are fixing iPhones? And many of them can fix a severely broken iPhone for as little as $100. This is pretty cool. There's a guy that started fixing iPhones basically in restaurants. and he would fix their busted screens and replace batteries while they dined. And he did it to make spare money. And so now this guy has got 47 outlet chain called You Break, I Fix, which generated $17 million in sales last year. So there's a lot of companies out there that are doing this. This isn't the only one. So if you break an iPhone, just get on Google, man. Find a site or find a company in your area that can fix your phone. All right, TV broadcasters want a preliminary injunction against Film on X. Order prohibits a TV streaming service from retransmitting broadcaster signals over the internet. And this is interesting because this could affect some of the other players in the space. We'll see what happens with Arrow. But this is not a good sign here that maybe the judges, you go to enough judges, you're going to find one that'll put in an injunction. But the people at Film on X said they will fight this all the way through and feel that they can be victorious. We'll see. Another article over on CNET. There's a very, you know, how many of you have a laptop on your desktop right now? And how many of you have got it on some sort of a stand? How many of you got it propped up? How many just have it laying flat on the desk? And if you do, just put your hand, pick the corner of the laptop up and slide it underneath your desk and touch the surface. And be careful, I don't want you to get burned. But today I saw the most cool, simple, I mean absolutely simple. The simple things are make you go, why didn't I think of that? And when you guys see this, you're going to be like, duh. So let me show you this. It's basically shows a laptop. And all it is it's called the Curb. It's nothing fancy. It's just a piece of aluminum that is a triangle. And it basically props your machine up just a little bit. It's $12.99. And so it's just a little triangle silicon prop made to keep your laptop up in the air circulating between the hot bottom and your tender skin. And it has a notch for your power cable to go through as well. So it's not aluminum. It's silicon. So let me roll down here on the screen. For those of you who are watching, you can see it. So, smart. Very, very smart. Simple. They're going to sell millions of these things. And for $12.99, they should. So it's something you just think, yeah, how come I didn't design that? All right, in the lawsuit area, Google is fighting to kill email scanning lawsuit brought by Gmail users. A motion hearing in U.S. District Court in San Jose, California was set to start today at 4:30 p.m. When the company's attorneys plan to ask the court to dismiss the class action lawsuit. And we'll see where this leads, but no announcement on the ruling yet, of course. But folks are not happy that that the folks over at Google are basically scanning their email. And I don't know if there's much they can do about it. But anyway, there is a class action lawsuit. We'll see where this leads as it develops. A lot of car news the past couple of weeks, new models, all kinds of stuff being put out. But Audi is really getting ready to ramp up their promotion of their tech. And, companies are trying to develop self-driving technology and all kinds of different stuff. But Audi is basically going to help us park. Instead of taking the wheel out of the driver's hands during normal operations, Audi is focused right now on eliminating mundane tasks such as driving in heavy traffic, which I do every day, or finding a parking space in a public garage. So this is pretty cool. So they're going to demonstrate updates to autonomous automobiles at the Consumer Electronics Show in January. So we look forward to seeing what Audi's going to be coming out with. And I'll be reaching out to my contacts there. But boy, that seems to be just around the corner as well. Hey, a lot of cool stuff going on in the video space. H.265. And I didn't say 264. I said H.265. A codec implementation available. This is pretty cool. The German company Stuttgarter Strucker AG has released a free and open source implementation of the H.265 codec, also termed the High Efficiency Video Coding, HEVC, which is now available on GitHub. At the same video quality, H.265 promises roughly half the bitrate as compared to H.264. Also, resolutions up to 8K, which is 7680 by 4320, are supported. The software is based on an LGPL. And quoting from the homepage, where the software is also available for download, and it says this software is written from scratch in plain C for simplicity and efficiency. Its simple API makes it easy to integrate into other software. Currently, LIBDE265 only decodes interframes. Interframe decoding is under construction, and coding is planned to be added afterwards. So this is huge. So we'll see where this goes. But again, this is strictly decoding at this point because of all the, you know, a lot of control on H.265 still. Data broker Axiom, A-C-X-I-O-M, did something a little unusual this week. It launched a service that lets you see the data they've collected on you. And they're one of these data farmers. CITE World writer Ron Miller checked it out, and he found it to be almost laughably inaccurate. Among the things they got wrong were included was his religion, the number of kids he has, but worst, it pegged him as a Windows user when he was actually an Apple user. So some of the details they were collecting was not that accurate. So doesn't spell, and I haven't, I should have went over and actually, let's see if they can, is it easy to do this? You have to enter a whole bunch of, so, okay, like they want me to enter this. First name, last name, street address, city, state, zip, date of birth, last four social security number, email address. No way, no way, no way. Do you think, who's going to enter that data? Last four of my social, are they smoking crack? Ugh. I'll have the link up in the show notes. You guys are just going to laugh at this. I would not give anybody online, I don't care who they are, my social. Or even last four. Hey, if any of you guys ITs, ex-ITs in the Navy? Amazon has more than 100 job openings for people who can get a top secret clearance, which includes a U.S. government-administered polygraph examination. Amazon needs software developers, operation managers, and cloud support engineers, among others. Amazon's hiring effort includes an invitation-only recruiting event for system support engineers at its Herndon, Virginia facility on September 24th, 25th. And so basically, if you have a clearance or had a clearance and looking for a job, this may be a way to get in with Amazon. Brazilian president possibly canceling a U.S. visit, and a $4 billion fighter jet order over NSA snooping. The fallout from the leaked NSA documents apparently never ending. Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, has canceled her advance team's trip to Washington, D.C. A high-ranking official stated the president was furious after information surfaced about NSA's actions via report by Global TV. Talks about allegedly the NSA was collecting on her. She's not very happy about it. So I do laugh here in this Tech Dirt article. It says, well, it's common for state intelligence agencies to spy on other nations. The unwritten rule has been don't get caught. Thanks to Snowden's leak, the NSA has broken this rule, more out of internal carelessness that led to the documents escape rather than through the carelessness of active agents. So, the fallout continues. Oyster's a new app that I want you guys to check out. It's a gorgeous new app and basically unlimited books for $9.95. The offering looked pretty good. I was looking through it. Not everything is there, but decent if you're doing a lot of reading. This might be a way to get access to a lot of books for a flat rate of $9.95 per month. So definitely check them out over at Oyster, O-Y-S-T-E-R. And it's oysterbooks.com is the actual website. Microsoft has rolled out its first Xbox One ad highlighting NFL features and Skype integration. We can do Skype anywhere. You know, why do I want to do Skype on my Xbox One? And, but maybe some of you do. Bing has been overhauled. New layout highlights trending social topics. So that's kind of an interesting information here. They put today's headlines on the page. And basically, it's a glorified CNN site essentially with a search engine attached. So I guess we'll see what how this goes over. But they've got trending topics and a variety of different things on the page. So definitely check out Bing's overhauled new look. And Yahoo has announced a new logo, Yahoo. And apparently Marissa Meyer has had her hand in it. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, okay, there's that much of a difference, you know, so I'm looking at this a little bit and I'm looking at the notes that they wrote on the, they wrote on the new design change. And, anyway, long story short, they've made some, major update to the logo and, it still says Yahoo. Some people are complaining about it. You know, come on, get over it. It's just a logo. It's not that big a deal. And, you know, anytime that they're trying to, you know, fix their branding, knock it out. Let's, you know, let it happen. I think it's important for companies to stay fresh. Our artificial muscles lift 80 times their weight, pave the way for robot Superman. So Boston Dynamics, other than a few models from Boston Dynamics, most robots don't have, don't really leave us quaking in fear. But the National University of Singapore developed a polymer derived, basically it's a derived artificial muscle that can stretch up to 5 times in length, enabling them to lift 80 times their weight. So I guess it's a big deal in robotics. I don't fully understand it, but that's the way it is. How many of you bought a real expensive app on the in the App Store? And then they've rolled out a new version and you wanted to buy an upgrade, but you couldn't, and you had to buy the app again at the high price. Well, it appears to be affecting a lot of companies that are trying to offer an upgrade through the Mac App Store, and they can't because they want to basically reward customers that bought the app before and basically are going to buy the upgrade by paying a lower price. And Apple's basically saying, no, you can't, we're not going to be providing support for upgrade pricing, which is really too bad. And I didn't realize you couldn't do that on the App Store, but a lot of companies are fighting it. A Kindle Matchbook is launching in October. So Amazon has announced that it will all be offering something innovative in October. Matchbook will launch. Okay, so I'm reading the article here, so I apologize. This came from our own writer at Geek News Central. It says, the Kindle and other ebook readers, Amazon announced that it will be offering something innovative in October of this year. Kindle Matchbook will launch. It is a new type of Kindle device. Instead, it is a very unique way of allowing people to access books. Okay. So what's going to be different here, Jen? I'm trying to get into why. The Kindle and other ebook readers are fairly new, especially when you consider how long mass-produced printed books have been available. Typically, this means that people who are currently using Kindle probably have shelves of paper books somewhere in their home. The majority of all of those books are probably purchased before the person got a Kindle. The Kindle Matchbook, in essence, will have people match the books on their shelves with the ones in their Kindle. It works like this. You purchase a brand new book from Amazon sometime between today and 1995. If that title is part of a qualifying book offered through Kindle Matchbook, you'll be able to pick up the Kindle edition of your print book for a very low price. Okay, so that's basically what they're doing. They're making it so that if you bought a book, a paperback, you're going to be able to get the digital version of it. That's cool because I've bought a lot of books through Amazon before they become available as basically as ebooks. So I should have had that article read beforehand. I apologize there, folks. And then there's a follow-on article on Geek News Central that was written by Andrew, and he's basically saying that paperback is an endangered species, and he talks about his experience that happened to him when he was on vacation. He says, picture scene, I'm on holiday, lying by the swimming pool, relaxing in the summer sun. It's a 4-star hotel, nothing fancy, catering to families from all around Europe, Britain, France, Germany, Norway. And as I look around my fellow guests, I notice that many of them are reading from e-readers, Kindles, Kobos, and the odd Nook. A few people are reading celebrity magazines like Hello and Chat. I guess that's a European magazine. What does surprise me is the total absence of paperbacks. And all the rows of Sun Loungers that I can see, there's not a single paperback book. It's as if the paperback become an endangered species from one year to the next. I don't think that's any surprise to any of us. You know, it's I'm not at all surprised in that observation. E-books is the way to go. All right, switching up here. Wall Street Journal is reporting Apple's testing out iPhone screens as big as 6 inches. That'd be cool. So apparently 6 inches is the upper limit of Apple's iPhone ambition. Do you think that will work for you? Kind of a gross article. After 7 years of research, we finally know what's in your pee. Yes, P-E-E, or more commonly referred to as urine. A team of 20 researchers from the University of Alberta proudly announced a commendable achievement on Thursday. Using no fewer than 5 different experimental methods, they discovered over 3,000 different chemical compounds in human urine. And it only took them 7 years to do it. Okay, so there's 3,000 different chemical compounds that are coming out of us. That's kind of an interesting. I didn't know I was ingesting 3,000 different types of compounds. So it took them 7 years to figure this out, and they still don't understand the complexity of urine. A scientist, you got to love them. Oh, you really do. Okay. It's being reported that it appears that the NSA is able to beat almost any type of encryption on the web. According to the New York Times, The Guardian, and New York Times and The Guardian. So that should make you go, a little bit. I'll leave the article up in the show notes for you to review yourself. What surprise is going to happen tomorrow? Hey, Dave Weiner's writing over at Scripting.com that he's going to be speaking at the Evernote conference in San Francisco. The topic will be the revival of the RSS market. Other panelists include Feedly and Pocket, two excellent companies, and basically moderator Raphael Needleman from Evernote, and should be interesting. So RSS, we're seeing a resurgence. Beautiful. Article over on Forbes. Follow the Bitcoins. The folks at Forbes basically bought some illegal substances, very small quantities of illegal substance online using Bitcoins. And then they asked a forensic examiner to basically examine and look through every Bitcoin transaction and basically see if they could trace and figure out what they had bought. And so basically, this gal, a Bitcoin-focused computer science researcher at the University of California at San Diego, was able to dig through the results. And her analysis basically said, hey, we know what company you bought it from, how it was delivered, and a whole bunch of other things. So if you're buying stuff on Bitcoin, you may want to read this article. And just be aware that if you're buying... how should we say it? Illegal substances via Bitcoin, you could get caught. And it was basically from an account. And basically tied it to the account that you were paying to. So kind of an interesting move there. Last couple articles tonight. One from the Register. FTC has slapped TrendNet with a 20-year probation over webcam spying flaw. So this was a big smackdown to TrendNet, and I've actually got, I think, a TrendNet. I have a TrendNet webcam here. No, I don't. I may have had one at one time, but they had a huge security breach where a lot of their cameras were, their IPs were, and the names and the information on how to get to them were available, and that was not a cool thing for those customers because people could really access those cameras at any time. Also, there's a new online banking Trojan. It's emptying users' wallets, and basically it's a bank accounting raid. It's happening and infecting computers in the UK, Turkey, the Czech Republic, and Portugal. And basically they're sending you an email with an attachment in it that looks like a PDF, but is actually an EXE. So please, please be aware of that, okay? Some new survey results are out that the internet citizens still want their anonymity. They want to stay anonymous online, And there's some good data here. So it's not surprising that people still don't want to be tracked while they're on surfing the web. Interstellar winds have changed directions. But this has happened over a number of years. Scientists have found that the region between stars in our galaxy, which is fairly empty, but there's still enough atoms in space to produce a measurable effect as the sun orbits the galactic center. And basically, a new analysis of over 40 years of data showed that the interstellar wind has changed direction and speed over time, demonstrating that the environment surrounding the solar system changes measurably, as well as what happens on Earth. More information up on the website at geeknewscentral.com. British University posts photos, photo scans of space exploration artifacts. So this is some pretty cool stuff. And I have the link up in the show notes on that for you to check out. And finally, some lucky devil was able to basically suit up at NASA and get some pool time. And there wasn't an astronaut in training. It was some bloggers. So this is a pretty NASA, please, I'll come. I may be too fat to get in a suit, but it'd be a great time. And they got to spend time in the pool. And I have some link up in the Ars Technica article talking about their experience. And you can check online. All right, so let me go ahead and look at what we've got for email. I don't know how much has come in over the last week. The last show was obviously on September 26th. Well, a few things have come in. And let me see here. I got an email from Jeff. And was that the right date? The 5th? No, my last show was the 29th. That was dumb. Okay, so let me hear 30. I got an email from JP. He says, unpowered devices connect using ambient RF. And it's an article over at Innovaton. Oh, my God. I can't even pronounce that domain, let alone spell it for you. It'll be out in the show notes. But it's a pretty cool article about unpowered devices connecting using ambient RF. Pretty cool technology. Got an email here from Frank, and talks about, hey, Todd, this is a launch that was ready to happen at Wallops Island. He says, as regards to NSA spying, I do not share reverence for government secrecy. I do agree that some secrets need to be secret, but too often information has been classified to hide the government's own stupid, embarrassing, and just plain wrong behavior. I think when it comes to some of the stuff that's been revealed recently, Frank, maybe yes. But when it comes to other types of information, I would have to disagree with you. Having been given access to data before, some of the stuff, it just doesn't, it has nothing to do with Americans whatsoever. That stuff is sensitive. It really, really is. He says, look, for example, at the Pentagon Papers, a copy of which purchased from GPS store on North Capitol Street sits on my bookshelf. They did not contain anything that would have benefited our enemies. They did not reveal the perfidy of prosecuting a war that the excessive administration of both sides knew was wrong and wrong-headed and futile, even as they continued to send troops to be maimed and slain for years after they knew the war was a lost cause. The Pentagon, the bureaucracy, and the administration, remember, of both parties preferred sending more troops to their deaths to admitting that they had been wrong all along. I also have a feeling that the NSA is collecting so much data, not because it's useful, just because they can. Because they can, they want to. Because they want to, they need a rationale. Because they need a rationale, they say it's useful. Because they say it's useful, they can collect it. It's an endless loop. At the same time, anyone who pays attention has known for a long time that such data gathering was going on. This citation or example is over 7 years old, an article that's over on Wired. The current fuss says less about NSA spying than it does about the American people's preference for going into a tizzy over tablets, clutching pearls over Miley Cyrus, or going gaga over Lady Gaga instead of paying attention to important stuff. Nor am I a fan of Glenn Greenwald. He has willingly twisted information, misrepresented facts, because he's an axe grind. He seems to be more interested in publicity than in facts. Ironically, two of Greenwald's strongest critics in the blogosphere are two lefty blogs, which Frank links. Frank, really, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on some, there's things that happen that, okay, so you can say what you want to say about the NSA, but they, I think in my heart, you know, I really think that what they're trying to do is good. Many will disagree with that, but you know, this, I go back to the simple fact that these folks that work at these groups and these agencies and are all Americans. And I would hope that they're pretty red, white, and blue like the rest of us. They don't want to see our families impacted by terrorist actions. They don't want to see people hurt. They don't want to see things happen to our infrastructure. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into what they do. And I think, you know, there's always going to be a few abusers. But I think for the most part, I think the majority of these folks are leading very productive jobs that and doing something that is good for the country. And say what you will, I do believe there is a need. Some stuff, just because if they reveal everything, then there's no advantage. There's no advantage against an adversary. And there's still a lot of people in this world that, in my opinion, would just as soon chop our heads off than to spit on us. You know, they do have hate. And whether or not that's been created by the government or our lifestyles or because of the religion they believe in, there is radicals out there that don't like Americans or anyone that is a non-believer and believe the way they believe. And even within their own, you know, the religion, they fight amongst themselves. So, you know, religious wars have been going on since the beginning of time, and I don't think it'll ever end. But at the same time, I really do think that most of these organizations, again, if we really think about our neighbors and the people that we work with and the people we talk to, you know, people most part in this country are pretty patriotic. I think they, and obviously the, we want people watching our backs. We really, really do. So again, you know, it's, I understand you may disagree with this, but I think there is a need. There's a time and a place for everything. And the big picture is something that, you know, none of us probably can totally grasp on what they're doing. But I'm just hoping that, and I can only hope that there's not abuses. And I know there's been some that have already been reported in the news that there's been some. But I guess I'll leave it at that. You know, in any business and in any industry, there will be, you know, a small portion of people that don't follow the rules. But I think for the most part, most of them do. If they wouldn't, if they don't, things would be running amok and things would be crazy. I just don't think that's happening. At least I hope it's not. Okay, so anyway, that's going to wrap me up here. Didn't want to get too deep into that topic at the end of the show here, but definitely wanted to read the emails that came in. Let me see if I can, where are we at on time? I'm right at the top of where I'm at. Actually, I got a little time left. Let's see if I can, okay, my session expired, fine. And let me go over to my bookmarks, podcast. Da, 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 da. Oh, where is that? You know, I hate that when that happens. Okay, access. And we'll go over here and we'll see. Yes, auto login. Go ahead. Log in. And I probably have to do this on the next show because I don't think I'm plugged in here. Let me download this. Got a few seconds here. Okay, save. Sorry for blasting your guys' eardrums there. Obviously, I was prepared, right? And oh, it's scanning for viruses. And as soon as it's done, we'll see if it's a caller or if it's someone that is trying to sell me something. So here we go.
Hi, Hey, Todd. I'm sorry, I don't have anything to say about the podcast, but this is Carol with Canyon PR calling, and I wanted to follow up to see if you received the email we sent you recently regarding Akisio's new Neutrino Thunder G3.
Okay. The PR person definitely got the number. And whatever she was talking about, I probably got the email and deleted it. I'll go back and listen to this. So, yeah. So there we go. Wasted some time with you guys downloading that and playing it and rattling your ears as I plugged in the cable. Hey, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. We want to hear your feedback on the show, and it's real important that you do. And Frank, we love you, baby, for, you know, sending emails in. And I hope that you'll continue to be a fan of the show and the rest of you out there as well. Spread the news about Geek News Central. Tell your friends, tell your family members, people that you know. Tell them to come to listen to the longest continuously running tech podcast. And as we march here to show 900, I do want to give a very, very big thank you to all of the new insiders. I know there's a bunch of you that have come in at $2, $5, $10, and some of you even come in at $25. It's huge. I mean, it's really huge. Thank you so much. And for those of you that want to support the show additionally with the additional finances, please do so. It costs as low as 6.7 cents a day to contribute just a measly $2 a month to the show. And we hope that you'll consider doing that and help us keep the ball rolling here and do the cool things that we do. And it's definitely appreciated by going over to geekandcentral.com/insider. Along with our sponsor, we want to thank GoDaddy. And I hope you guys are appreciative of the change over there. I'd love to hear your feedback on that as well, on what's going on at GoDaddy. And do you think they can change their DNA? That's probably the question. But we definitely appreciate them for being a sponsor here for as long as they have. And we hope that you'll use their products and services and use my codes when you pick stuff up. Hey, it's been great. It's back with you here. And we'll be back on Saturday with Ram from the... from Swell, that Swell app. So definitely download that and check it out now between now and the show on Saturday. And everyone else, thanks for being here. We'll see you for those of you who don't listen to the new media show, we'll see you on Monday. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.